about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Monday, everybody. Have you guys heard the news? It's going to get cold. It's going to be a cold one, but hey, we can handle it. Just a little planning. It'll be all right. I want to talk a little bit about that coming up. First, let's check out some temperatures. I don't think it's going to hit the 50-degree deal at all today. So, especially the south wind, man, it is chilly out there. 43 degrees at Hollis, 42 at Elk City, 41 at Camargo. Arnett's Mesonet must be down. It's not up and running. There's no number there. 42 at Buffalo, 35 at Medford out here in the panhandle of Texas. 42 degrees at Lipscomb, 42 at Miami, 40 degrees at Wellington. Okay. Yes, it's going to get cold. I looked on my hourly deal here. It's going to arrive in western Oklahoma right after midnight. According to the weather people, looks like Roger Mills County, Custer, Dewey, that line south, we're going to get maybe an inch of snow, maybe a trace of ice, but north of there, 2 to 3 inches of snow and a little bit of ice. Over there in northeastern Oklahoma, they look like they're going to be in a full blown out blizzard, 6 to 10 inches of snow, cold, windy. It's just going to happen. Hopefully you guys have already done it or you're preparing to feed your animals. I know I got two of my little herds done yesterday and finished the other one up this morning. Looking at my cows, I got four of them that can have a calf anytime. And fingers crossed they do it today or this evening. Their second calf heifers with their fourth calf on them. just kidding. They're on their fourth calf. I don't foresee any problems, but I know I'd hate to be born in this, but I got them in some really tall love grass, plenty of hay, and they should be all right. The water's going to be the major issue there. Speaking of water, you guys might have heard of this, and if you hadn't, here we go. I've always been looking for something to help with the ice on horse tanks, cattle tanks, whatever you want to, water tanks. And, you know, they got the miser, water miser, whatever it's called, to go on the end of your, if you got hydrant water, that works great. But if you got solar pump and windmill, it doesn't work great. If the wind's blowing like it's going to be, the windmill pumping water should, keep things thawed out. Solar pump, whole different ball game. Well, this thing that I ran across, and here's the story. It says a Wyoming rancher invents a device to mitigate ice and waters. So I was doing a little bit of research on it before the show here, and I checked out one of his YouTube videos. All right, this is a cool thing. And so I'm gonna go over a little bit of this with you. Might be too late to order today and get it overnight for this week. But this thing works also year-round. It helps keep the mosquito larvae out and moss and stuff out. So this is a year-round deal. It's pretty cool. Cold climate ranchers have fought frozen water since the time. But it took one rancher from Wyoming to challenge the notion that it always had to be that way. The Water Rippler, and that's what it's called, the Water Rippler, R-I-P-P-L-E-R, was invented by Randall Odwell. I think that I can't pronounce his wife's name. They get into that German stuff up there in North Dakota. May transform year-round water access for livestock owners. It's really pretty cool. there's got to be a better way. He said he thought to himself one day, and it's particularly frustrating. It was New Year's Day in 2019, he said. I went out and chopped ice at the tank, and I had an electric stock heater in it. And by the time I got the one open enough for the cows to drink, I moved to another one. And by the time I was halfway through chopping that one, the electric stock tank heater was completely encased in ice. There was nothing open. It was just sitting there running electricity out. I took the axe and I went back, went into the sidewall of the barn. That's it. I'm done. We're either moving south so we don't have to deal with this winter time or sell the cows. But after I calmed down, he laughed. We started working on a different ideals. He said, I tried all kinds of things and a lot of failed attempts, different products, different makes, models, and I finally come up with this deal. And it's, I wish I could show you a picture. Well, just Google it. Water hyphen, or not hyphen, hyphen Rippler. And you'll come up. They got a Facebook page too. So to continue on with this deal, he said, Oddwall took inspiration from rivers. When it's moving fast enough, do not form thick layers of ice during cold winters as lakes and ponds do. His invention, the water rippler, constantly moves the surface of the water tank to prevent a hard freeze. Oddwall's worked on the idea for 4 years, 6 months at a time, to be certain they had a product that will work in the harsh Wyoming winters. Oddwall's used bits and pieces of ranch equipment and whatever he could buy at Home Depot or Menards to make this ideal come to life. In the spring of 2022, it was bitter cold that we knew it really, truly a final, he had a final product. We knew we had a device that would be beneficial to other livestock owners. Oddwall does not guarantee there will never be ice in the stock tank. After all, even the fastest moving rivers accumulate ice in sub-zero temperatures. I'm not going to tell you at 22 below there's not going to have ice on the tank. I'm telling you the water is going to be continually be moving under a thin layer of ice if it does make ice. Even with the frigid temperatures, the ice layer is thin and slushy, and cows are able to push through it with their noses to drink. Even Oddwell's wife, I'm just going to call her Shonda. How's that? Knew he could market his invention and helped him found their business, Agriculture Innovations. They received a patent pending status for the water rippler in January of 2023 and have been manufacturing phase for over a year. The prototype creation and revising was a long process. So it's pretty cool. And so you're thinking, all right, you got to have, what it's doing is it's taking water through some kind of pump that he's got on there, and it's recirculating. Unlike the Freezemeister, you know, it's adding water to your tank. And that's the one thing I found that I don't like about it, but it's still better than a solid ice on your tank. So I'm not going to say no more about that. So it just circulates. He's got a deal that floats in the tank, and I guess you can either have one or two depending on the size of your tank. And it just sits there, and it's got four nozzles going out of it, and it just it just keeps the water moving, and maybe a thin layer of ice on there. But it also manages the algae growth and mosquito hatchings during the summer months also. So he's got a cost comparisons here. And average purchase price of a 1,500-watt heater is $55. The water rippler is $349. Daily electrical use, 36 kilowatts for the 1,500-watt heater, or the water rippler is 1.2. Not much. So cost a day to operate with a kilowatt costing 14 cents, 15 cents is $5.24 a day, where the water rippler only costs you 17 cents a day. Cost a month to operate, $157 on the heater, and on the rippler, it's only $15. First season cost of ownership, $526.60 on the 1,500-watt heater. First year due cost on the water rippler is $364 because you had to purchase it. Each season thereafter, The heater still costs $471.60 a year to operate, and only $15.30 on the water rippler. So you guys had to check that out. Waterrippler.com. I think I need one. It's kind of like the Freezemeister. It's spraying out there and keeping that deal. But this here is floating out there, and it's, if you don't have electricity, it's got a solar power deal to operate it. So, I don't know. I don't know what happens when you run out of electricity. I guess you might have to add a battery in that deal. But I think it'd be pretty cool to have one of those. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, I'm going to do a little bit of hay today because I know some people might be needing some hay today. I'm going to mention a couple of spots you can get some hay today if you need to. So get your pen and pencil ready, and I'll announce them right after we come back from this OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 7th. 2006 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 461 brought 420. 3 at 532 brought 332.50. 4 at 564 brought 312.50. 19 at 588 brought 311. 8 at 741 brought 268. 34 at 788 brought 268. 11 head of heifers at 451 brought 337.50. 5 at 568 brought 283. 7 at 594 brought 284, 15 at 634 brought 269, 10 at 665 brought 270, 7 at 804 brought 238, 11 at 861 brought 235, butcher cows were 68 to 150, butcher bulls brought 122 to 180, bred cows were 1150 to 3435, pairs brought 1375 to 4600, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
At last year's National Convention Days of Service, FFA members teamed up with the Damar Foundation to put together sensory bottles, a helpful and fun tool for children with behavioral and developmental challenges. This week and every week, we salute FFA members across the country and right here at home.
Wall Equipment knows FFA is more than farming. It's leadership, teamwork, communication, strategy, and sales. Skills for every walk of life.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We Plain, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 40 degrees, wind chill at 30, humidity's 44, dew point's 20. The winds are out of south at 21 miles per hour. Peak wind gust, 32 miles an hour. 0.02 inches of month-to-date precipitation, 610 sub-freezing minutes today already. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. Okay, got a important announcement for you guys, for Ouachita County. Due to the impending winter weather, the premium sale for the Ouachita County Junior Livestock Show will be moved to next Monday. The meal will begin at 6 p.m. and welcome and awards at 6:40 and the premium sale at 7 o'clock. So no sale at Cordell tonight. It'll be a week from today. And there you have it on that. Jordan Davis Cook sent me that. What else we got? Oh, we got all these bull sales coming up. We got one coming up, the Oklahoma and Texas Angus Breeders Association, coming up February the 19th, here on Wednesday. Hadn't been canceled to my knowledge. If it is, I'll let you know. It'll be at 1 o'clock. The latent auction will be February 24th at 12 o'clock. Quartermaster Creek, February 26th at 12:30. Matter of fact, Mike and Annie will be in here Wednesday. Davis Angus will be March 1st at 12:30. The Piercy Angus will be March 4th at 12 o'clock. Ferris Cattle Company, March 5th at 1 o'clock. And the Harrison Cattle sale will be March 25th. And you can find this on Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar in the Penny News. What page is that? Page 7. Got any questions on that? Got any questions on it? Just let me know. Okay, what else we got going on? I got, here we go. For our safety, man, I'm glad that woman listens to my show. For the safety of our consigners and customers, the 84th annual Oklahoma and Texas Angus sale has been postponed due to anticipated weather conditions. Please join us on Saturday, February the 22nd at 1 o'clock at the Harper County Fairgrounds. There you have it. That's why you're world famous, Miss Campbell. That's all I can tell you. You're world famous. I appreciate that. What else is okay? If you guys didn't hear me last week, I discussed the deal on the chicken eggs. How they've gone stupid on us on pricing, and I really think it's probably the middleman, if you want to call it, that's causing this. Because I look back at the USDA records on layers and egg production. Our egg production is down 1% compared to a year ago. This is January's numbers, not February's number. And that equals 24,000 24,000 dozen eggs down compared from last year. But there was 3 or 4 months of last year, I can't remember, June, May, or something like it. The January's numbers of this year was higher than those last year. And the production on the layers is still up there, maybe down 1%, maybe not even 1%. So I think they're using, and yes, they've killed millions and millions, or let me rephrase that, sorry, rehomed millions and millions of chickens and turkeys last year because of the bird flu. Well, check this out. Egg customers crying foul over empty shells. And I don't know why people are going crazy on these eggs. You know, they're a perishable item. They're kind of like going out and buying milk and bread. You only got them for a while. So they're showing Costco in the East Coast where people in there, they just restocked it, opened up. People were buying hundreds of dozens. I don't know what they're going to do with them, but maybe sell them on a black market. I'm not sure. But as customers face empty shelves and rapidly rising egg prices at the supermarket due to the bird flu and a lower national supply, breakfast lovers have another option in their own backyard. Anybody wanting to go into business, I think that you listen to this game plan here. Founded 12 years ago, Rent the Chicken provides customers with 2 egg-laying hens, a portable chicken coop, up to 200 pounds of feed, food and water dish, and a book on how to take care of your chickens. Within 2 days of arrival, your chickens will lay eggs ready to use. The company promises adding the homegrown eggs have one-third the cholesterol, one-fourth of the saturated fat, and two times more omega-3 fatty acids than store-bought eggs. The company added, You rent the chickens should lay about a dozen to two dozen eggs per week. That's a big gap there, depending on your rental package. You will know exactly what your chickens eat. Customers can schedule a date on the website or on the phone, and the company will bring out the chickens, which are already laying eggs, as well as the supplies. The chickens also are available for adoption if the customer realizes they want to keep them at the end of the rental period. I think it's 6 months. Rent a Chicken co-founder Jen Tompkins told ABC News that their phone is ringing off the hook as egg prices go up. Our online inquiries are filling up very quickly as well. We will run out of hens available for rent. If anyone is interested, please make sure to put the reservation in sooner than later. Here's the kicker. She said the chickens cost around $500 to rent for 6 months. While that averages out to $20 a week for eggs, Tompkins said the chickens provide food assurance amidst scarcity. We're not coming against the high price of eggs, she explained to USA Today. We are solving a problem of food insecurity and not having eggs on the shelf. People can have eggs in their backyard. Eggs Unlimited Vice President Brian something told Fox and Friends on Thursday that the country is going through the worst bird flu outbreak that we've had in the last 10 years. Since 2015, potentially the worst bird flu outbreak that we've ever had in the history of this country. In the last 3 years, 153 million cases of bird flu have been found in chickens and turkeys. We lost 120 million birds since the beginning of 2022. In the last few months alone, since the middle of October, we've lost 45 million egg-laying hens. We've lost a significant amount of production, more than 13%. So we're just dealing with the supply shortages. Okay, those numbers didn't add up what I found on the USDA, but pretty close. Anyway, there's this egg deal is way out of control, is all I can tell you. So, but I've seen some people, if you get on Elk City Rant and Raise Facebook page, they've got some people on there selling some eggs at a reasonable price. So check it out. You can find some backyard ones. Or you can call these people at rentachicken.com and rent you a couple of chicken hens, laying hens, and $20 a week, you can have you a dozen to two dozen. That's a pretty good gap in there. See, what you need to do is get one of those chickens that lays two dozen eggs a week, sell a dozen for $10, and you cut your cost in half. Got to be thinking out there, people. You got to really be thinking out there. So we'll see what's going on with there. OCA. I got today is the OCA day. Let me find. There it is. In the loop. I got the email, the bi-monthly e-newsletter of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I just wanted to. Luckily, they don't have any schedule this week. Lori must have been doing the scheduling because there's nothing this week. But our next district meeting will be February 24th at the Southeast District Expo Center in McAllister. And then coming up and prior, the 25th, at the Northeast District at the Mays County Fairground. And then, of course, the last one, Woodward, Oklahoma, the Northwest District, Woodward County Fairgrounds on March the 6th. So you got a little time to go with that, about 3 weeks going on. So got that going on. That's what's happening with the OCA. And then let's see here. You guys ready? Got your pen and pencil ready? I got some. I wanted to mention a couple of hay items for you. I know tomorrow's Hay Day Tuesday, but I wanted just to mention a couple of these. 500 little square bales of wheat hay, good hay, $7 a bale. Hobart, here's the number, 580 580-0105. 580-550-0105. 500 bales of good wheat hay, small squares, $7 a bale. There you go. That's a good price. I don't care who you are. All right. And then the other one that I wanted to mention, because they'll actually be over there around Hex loading today if you guys want some, get some hay. So he's got around 300 bales of oat hay at $70 a bale. And around 500 bales of irrigated. This is all irrigated. Sorghum and peas at $75 a bale. And then 300 or 400 bales of alfalfa, $85 to $100 a bale, or $150 to $180 a ton, whichever you prefer to buy it. I'll be honest with you. One of my landlords bought some of this alfalfa from this gentleman over at Hex, and his number is 580-393-1233. One of my landlords bought some of that alfalfa hay, and you're getting a good deal if you buy it by the bale on this stuff. And it's good hay. I set out 4 bales of hay this morning over here west of Elk. 3 bales of really good rye hay and 1 bale of alfalfa. And them cows were devouring that alfalfa when I left. Really good hay, and they're heavy. I wouldn't go too far with 2 bales in the back of my truck because I don't have a dually. It's a single axle, but it's 1 ton. They weigh really nice. There's some hay in those bales if you're interested. So that number again is 580-393-1233. I'm going to go ahead and take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll give you an update on the markets, which is closed today, but what it closed out, the Lipscomb dealership's market. And then we'll take another break, and I'll have the Thomas Fay Custer City FFA chapter in here. And happy National FFA Week to all the FFA members. The Merit FFA came to our church at Carter yesterday, all dressed snazzy, all very lady and gentleman-like and stuff. They did a really good job, and appreciate them guys coming to the church service yesterday. Thank you very much. I know a lot of the FFA chapters were at churches yesterday attending services. I'm just bragging on Merit because they showed up at Carter. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat.
More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think we're going to have some fun with this group today. We're not overcrowded in here. Now, remember a couple of them from last year, so I'll make fun. We're going to have some fun. We'll make fun of your dad. How's that? Okay. Yeah. All right. Putnam. Putnam's the closest mezzanette side that I get to Custer City, Fay, or Thomas. So not in that order. Thomas, Fay, Custer City, right? I got lectured this morning on that. 41 degrees. Feels like 33 at Putnam. Dew point's 19. Humidity's 40%. The winds are out of the south at 17 with wind gusts up to 22, 10-day rain total, 0.07 inches of rain, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 35, sunset at 6:18, 46 maybe today, 30% chance of wintry mix tonight, and a low of 15, tomorrow 80% chance of wintry mix, and 17 degrees. All right, you guys ready to go live?
I guess
so. All right, introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Carson Payne. I'm a junior at Thomas, and I'm the chapter president.
Rebecca Pervine. I'm a senior this year, and I'm the chapter vice president.
All right.
Macy Biddy. I'm a junior as well, and I'm the chapter secretary.
All right. How about you, young lady? Speak loud. Get close to it.
I'm Mackenzie McGuire. I'm a junior also, and I'm the chapter treasurer.
All right.
I'm Collier Luchtemeyer. I'm a junior, and I'm the chapter reporter.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for coming today, and happy National FFA Week. Carson, what do you got planned this week?
So yesterday we attended our local church, the Christian church, uh-huh. And then today they're feeding us lunch, our chapter lunch.
Oh, yeah? How cool is that?
Yes.
Tomorrow we plan on going to the Capitol, but we're still kind of skeptical if we'll get to go with the weather.
I'll just hop on your four-wheelers and go.
Oh, yeah.
On Wednesday, our varsity archery team is planning on attending the state competition in Tulsa.
Okay, planning on it. It's a big word right now, isn't it? How about you, young lady?
On Thursday, we have drive a tractor to school day, so everyone that has a tractor will drive it to school.
You might be driving a tractor to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday as well, we do this every year. We show our appreciation for our teachers by cooking them some steaks for lunch. So we're going to be doing that again this year on
Thursday. Who's supplying the steaks?
South Canadian Meats is supplying the steaks.
Oh, cool. All right. Can I get an invite?
I mean, if you want to come on down, we always have plenty of leftovers.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that sounds like fun. Everybody else is feeding tacos and hot dogs. You guys roll out the beef. How's your sister doing, by the way?
She's doing really good. She's enjoying judging livestock at NOC quite a bit. She actually just got back from a contest at like 2 o'clock in the morning the other day. So
she's doing good?
Yep.
Enjoying it? Good. Tell her I said hello.
I will.
Because I had you and her both in here last year. She was on the phone. She's busy. She was busy.
Oh, yeah. She was really busy last year. She ran for state office, so.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to you. Let's start here. So you're a junior?
Junior.
Yes. What, 4 years so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about FFA so far? What do you enjoy and what's been the toughest? Two-part question.
Oh, what do I enjoy and what's been the toughest?
Yeah.
I definitely enjoy making a lot of friends and connections across the state. I enjoy going and participating in like activities like livestock judging, horse judging. I enjoy giving speeches.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, the favorite of all those things you just rattled off there.
Oh, I also show pigs. That's probably one of my favorite ones to do, showing pigs.
Yeah.
But one of the toughest things is just, honestly, I enjoy it so much, there's nothing that's really, like, tough about it.
Right.
Maybe memorizing a speech. I don't really.
that might be the tough part.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy all of it, so.
So, well, you guys got, let's see, what's the name of the meat processing deal there?
South Canadian Meat.
Yeah, South Canadian. Have you guys been able to go out there and watch your product?
My parents own and operate that.
Oh, duh.
So
you didn't need to go, did you?
Yeah, but Macy, she's also been able to work out there, and that's what our proficiencies have been this year. Some of our SAEs.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that we've been involved in.
All right, well, there's so many businesses, you know, COVID caused a lot. Your mom and dad brought in that deal, which is great because we did have a shortage of processors around here.
Right.
And I see their deal on social media all the time and people talking about it. So they're doing good, huh?
Yeah. I think they're doing good.
All right. How about you, young lady? You're the only senior? Or who?
You're the
only senior. All right. I got it now. Okay. Senior. What's your plans?
I'm planning on going and judging livestock as well for the first 2 years at a junior college and then going on to Oklahoma State to pursue a degree in veterinary medicine.
Oh, yeah. Smart girl, huh? Guess what? One of our local from the Madison, Duzak, she just got accepted last week. She's been helping Dr. Mouse down here, so she got accepted in the vet school. So that's a big process. Being a vet's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, be in school for a really long time.
Yeah, and so how long is that school altogether? Be 8 years altogether?
Yeah, usually somewhere in there.
8 years, and so you got a part-time job to help pay for all that?
I'm probably going to have to. I've been always pretty busy, you know, taking care of livestock and all that because I show cattle, so haven't really had the most time for a job in high school, but I'm definitely going to have to get one.
Yeah, daddy will take care of you.
Hopefully.
You got a bunch of scholarships? You're going to help you out?
Yeah, I've applied and gotten several scholarships. I recently got the email that I received an OYE scholarship, so that's a pretty big one.
Oh, yeah, and what was the OYE scholarship? What was it?
They give out like multiple scholarships, and so you apply, and then they pick their top 25 to go in for an interview, and I got picked for the top 25. Really thankful for that.
Oh,
and I went in for the interview, and I got picked for one of the McDonald's scholarships. So,
how cool is that?
It's pretty cool. I'm going to get to walk across during the grand drive and accept my scholarship, so that's a pretty cool experience. No limo. Well, maybe. Who knows? I might have a champion crossbred steer or something, but you never know.
That's right, because you show too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And show only cattle, right?
Yep.
And how's that going so far this year?
It's gone pretty good. I've honestly experienced more success this year than I really have in the past. I have a Simmental heifer that I'm pretty proud of, and
I love you because I love Simmentals.
I love Simmentals. And then I also recently got an Angus heifer, and she's coming on pretty good. I was looking at her last night, and I was like, yeah, she's really filling out really good.
If you guys are watching on Facebook, you should see the smile on this young lady. she's happy about something. So trick question for you. When you become a vet, are we going to just do little animals? Are we going to do big animals? Or are we going to do them all?
Oh, small and large animals, of course. Okay.
And I know it's 8-9 years from now. You've got plans to come back to this part of the state?
Yeah. I mean, I am fifth generation farmer, you know, So my family's kind of going to stick in the same area, and I want to come back here. And rural Oklahoma is where we really need those vets.
Well, big time. Is there a vet in Thomas Custer City?
No.
What is it?
There's one in Weatherford, right, there's one in Clinton, and there's one in Watonga.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. Now I know. So cool. All right. Let's go to you before we take a break. And then we'll come back and we'll pick on those two for the remainder of the show. How about you, young lady? See, you're a junior.
Yes.
Same question I asked him. What sticks out with you? Has been the funnest and what's been the hardest?
I do a lot of the same activities as him. I do horse judging, livestock judging, give speeches, show pigs. This year, my favorite has probably been giving speeches. I really enjoy doing that. I thought I was going to hate it, but I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Were you bashful when you come into the FFA, or was you?
Yeah,
you was.
Yeah, it really FFA has really helped me just grow as a
find
person.
Yourself.
Yeah. The hardest part is probably time management. Between, I'm in a CNA school right now because my future plans are to become a nurse.
Right.
So, just managing that and FFA and all my activities is.
Were you going to go to school to be a nurse?
Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a human nurse or a vet nurse?
I'm going to be a pediatric RN.
She might need some help. So, what are the vet assistants? Is that what they call them? Or what's a technical word for a vet nurse? Or is there such a thing?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's just an assistant.
I got you. All right. Is there anything? Well, I guess you probably answered my question because I was going to ask you. I know you still got one more year, but is there anything you're going to take with you after you graduate? But it sounds like you solved that being bashful problem.
Yeah.
And that's huge because if you're going to be a nurse, you're going to have to put up with some all kinds of walks of life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So you know who the singer Miranda Lambert is, right?
Yeah.
You know that song, she's got all kinds of kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that song when you're becoming a nurse. So, all right, we're going to take an OCA break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up. We got a couple more kids here to talk with from the Custer City. Let me back up. Thomas Fay, Custer City, FFA chapter. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The goals of the FFA include many of the ideas and ideals that inspire great leadership, scholarship, cooperation, service to others, thrift, patriotism, character.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
This National FFA Week, Fowler Agency celebrates the future of agriculture. Let's support the young leaders who keep our farms and ranches thriving for generations to come.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships.
great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over 11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Across America, FFA members share a deep concern for the environment. FFA programs encourage members to meet local needs through projects like recycling, land reclamation, and reforestation.
Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Farmers Insurance Agent Ted Briscoe is honored to recognize and support all the future farmers of America.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Hollis, it looks like you guys are, it's going to be cold, but you're not going to get the brunt of this storm like northwestern Oklahoma is. 48 degrees, feels like 42. Winds are out of the south at 18 with wind gust up to 26. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Sunset at 6:23. Mostly cloudy and 55 today, 26 for tonight, and 28 for a high tomorrow with a 50% chance of wintry mix. All right, we got the Thomas Fay Custer City FFA chapter in here. Young lady, you're up. You're a junior, right?
Yes.
You're the only senior. All right, get really close to that mic for me. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked these two juniors. What's been your favorite thing so far in 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. And what's not been your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is definitely going to contests and putting all of your practice and studying to use and just really seeing
right?
it unfold and stuff. But the hardest thing is really getting out there and talking to people. That's
how come? It's just You're doing a good job in here. Look at you got the perfect radio face, and you're nationwide on TV right now. That'll get her going. You don't act like a bashful person to me.
Oh, well, I definitely am.
So what kind of, so you don't show, right?
No, I do not.
So what kind of projects do you work on? Just your speeches and stuff like that?
Yeah, I give speeches and I also do milk quality. That's probably my favorite thing.
What'd you do? Explain that.
Well, you have to take a test. It's a written test. And then you also take a math test. And then you have to taste different milks and determine which defect is in the milk. And then you have to also identify cheeses.
Huh. So, how many different kinds of milks did you taste?
There's typically 10 milks, and then
you got them memorized. Do you know what they are, or can you rattle some of them off? What they are?
Some of them, like there's salty, and then flat and watery, and then there's garlic. There's just like a whole bunch of different ones.
What was your favorite?
Oh, they're bad. They're not good.
You don't like milk?
No, they're. They're not good.
So was this like off the dairy or was it sour milk out of the store? What was it?
Yeah, they have different things that they put in there to make the different defects.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time I've ever heard that. So you guys done that before?
Yeah.
She's like, nope. I'm not. She's like, nope. All right. Pretty cool. So, You do livestock judging, right?
I don't livestock judge.
Okay. All right. Because I forgot to ask you what your favorite animal was. We'll get back to you. She's sitting over there going, please talk to me. No, young man, pull that mic over there really close to you and talk loud for me. You're a junior.
Yes, I am.
Same question.
Well, I have to say that my favorite thing is probably the leadership conferences and meeting all the new people. Like, alumni leadership camp. That was really fun. It was a great experience, and
I've heard that a lot. Yeah, so it must be.
It kind of forces you to meet new people. And then there's also Washington leadership camp this summer that I'll be going to, and that'll be really fun.
Up in D.C.?
Yeah, in Washington, D.C. But the most challenging for me is probably the time management, like Macy said. I do a whole bunch of extracurriculars and sports and stuff. I definitely think that it teaches you how to make tough decisions and choose some things over another,
right?
Which it stinks sometimes, but you got to do it.
Right. And what's your, that's your unfavorite thing?
Yeah, that's my unfavorite thing.
Surely you got something better than that. I'm kidding. You're good. So what, is there, do you have any plans? I know you're just a junior, but do you have any plans?
Yeah, I would like to attend a university, hopefully Washburn University, on a pole vaulting scholarship for track.
That's in Topeka?
Yep, in Topeka, Kansas.
Yeah.
And I would like to either become an occupational therapist or an occupational therapist assistant.
Oh, all right. Why that field? I'm just curious.
Well, my mom is a para at our school, and she works with a little girl that has Down syndrome. And then over the summers, I work at the pool, and there's a whole bunch of kids there that have special needs that I'll work, like I usually work with, and I just fell in love with them, and they teach me as much as I teach them. So I thought, well, this is something that I'd love to do as a career. And then I've went and shadowed at Kids Connection Therapy in Thomas, and I've seen what they've done. I'm like, this is something I could do as a career.
Well,
so
cool. How cool is that? I mean, yeah. It's different.
Mm-hmm, it is.
But I knew I'd get something good out of you. No, I wish you all the luck in that deal. It takes a, takes a pretty dedicated person to do that.
Yeah
and sure. So how did you come up with Washburn?
Well, my track coach's daughter attends Washburn right now, and she talks all the time about their track stuff, and I really enjoy track, and it just really
You a scholarship. That's what you're after.
That's what I'm hoping for.
All right,
so
cool. Well, you'll enjoy it up there in Kansas, except for like right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Yeah, no, it's a different deal.
Yeah.
Back to you, young lady. What's your favorite thing to judge?
Probably horses.
I knew that. That's why I went back to you. Why?
I just like how the contests are set up better. You, for the first couple classes, there are performance classes.
Yeah.
So you have classes like reining or Western pleasure, or Hunter Under Saddle, which is English riding. And you sit in the stands and judge those classes. And some contests are live classes, like at a actual horse show.
Right.
And then after that, you go down to the floor and you judge halter classes. And you give four sets of reasons at every contest. And I just enjoy it because I know more about it than I do livestock judging, even though I've livestock judged my whole life.
Right.
It just clicks better in my brain than livestock does.
So when you're judging these horse contests like you're talking about, what's your favorite portion? Which one, reining or what?
I really enjoy judging the reining classes. They're just interesting to watch.
So do you have horses?
I do. In the past couple of years, I've barrel raced and rodeoed a lot.
Right. There's a lot of good barrel racers in Custer County. Matter of fact, I think one of the top 10. And what's her name from Weatherford?
Emily Beisel.
I knew she'd know. Yeah, Emily. Yeah. She did really good at the finals this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what she ended up placing? Was it top five?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I know she was top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. All right, back to you, young lady. Let's go back to you. We got a few minutes here. You're the senior.
Yep.
So we're going to finish the show up with the senior. Where all have you been? Have you guys been to the National FFA Convention?
Yeah.
How fun was that? Was that last year or this year?
It was last. Yeah, it's okay. Well, I mean,
it's last school season. How's that?
Yeah, it was. It happens every year, like at the end of October, beginning of November, somewhere in there. They've kind of started flipping it around a little bit. I think it was at the very end of October, I think.
I gotcha.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. How was that?
We always have a blast whenever we go out there. We attend as many of the sessions and stuff as we can, and we also make a point to go out and go on tours and stuff. This year we went to a honey farm, and that was quite a bit of fun, especially since our ag teacher, Miss Winnett, she is afraid of bees. So that was was quite the experience.
Well, whose idea was it to go there? Hers?
I think it was Mr. Cleaver.
So did you guys get some good videos of the way she was acting?
Oh, yeah. We've got a bunch of funny pictures.
We have a lot of funny pictures.
Yeah, she. We had her do the honors of holding one of the little like hives. I don't remember what they call it.
Right.
But, you know, the little slides that they pull out. Yeah, she got to hold one of them for a picture.
Was she nervous?
The look on her face was pretty funny.
There's always one in the crowd, isn't there? Was she the only one scared of the bees?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, how cool is that? Okay, so we got about 30 seconds left, Mr. Carson. Tell everybody how you want them to come participate in any of your stuff this week.
So, this week, how you could participate in any of our stuff. Let me kind of think about this. So,
you got 10 seconds now.
I don't really know if you guys kind of want to help me out.
How about your stock show? When's your stock show coming up this weekend?
Yes, this upcoming Monday.
At Custer? At Clinton?
Yes, at Custer County in Clinton. We're going to be showing there.
Okay, so. Cool. All right, thanks, guys. The music's playing. We got to go. Thank you for stopping by, and happy National FFA Week. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by...
A John Deere work in the field. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Jolo.